I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Here we go.
There is a TV show. Now, this is just a rumor.
Okay.
Could be making a reboot, right?
Yes.
Now, I've known Jim Jim a long time, and I remember when this show came out. It was a, within a half a second, no. Oh. No, no, no. This is bull. And
this is what I said.
Yeah. Okay. And I remember,
I like the sound of me back then.
I think you were working for a different radio station at the time. Oh. And I remember they used to have to play the songs of this TV show.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there was a difference of opinion. Yeah.
So Jim didn't like it.
Okay, I have no idea.
And I didn't like it. And yeah. FM 104 certainly didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
I hated it.
Did you?
Those there stay in them.
Okay, well, now, we will be careful because there's a high chance that Zainab would have been a fan.
See, okay. I like...
Now they both turn and look at me very seriously. Okay.
I'm guessing Zainab probably would have loved this because, you know, you would have been the perfect age for it.
I liked High School Musical.
Oh, I think I know what you're going to say.
Zac Efron and Gabriella, whatever faces.
Yeah.
Loved the both of us.
Yeah.
Thought the movie was brilliant.
Uh-huh.
Loved Pitch Perfect.
Yes.
But I hated...
Glee.
Yes.
Oh!
Did you like it?
Of course she did. Of course she did.
Of course you did.
Now, I didn't. There was a few seasons. I dropped off after a few seasons. But I loved Glee. And did I download many of those songs? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why when everything was coming out about your one Rachel from it, I was like, oh, she's not a nice person.
It's just they would do awful sugary versions of songs I loved.
Yeah, okay.
And then some of them were getting played on the radio and I was like, why are you playing the sugary?
So wait, would they actually play the
actual
songs?
Some radio stations in Ireland would have played Glee songs.
Okay, I didn't know
we
that.
We didn't, and I can confirm FM 104 never ever once played any of those Glee songs.
Oh, well, here, I had loads of them on my iPod Nano back in the day. Like, properly, like, out the windows at your car. And it was all like auto-tuned. No?
Yeah.
And what was the other one?
So I really disliked it. So it became a thing because my co-presenter at the time had a little daughter.
Okay, that was
obsessed with.
Who was obsessed with it. So yeah. He was into it because of his daughter, which now I get. But at the time, it was like, no, why are we playing this version? So it became a thing. So I'd vocally go on about how much I hated it.
Wait, when did
for
it,
the crack.
When did it come out? I'm thinking, like, was it 2005? 2004.
Oh, first episode. No, 2009.
Oh, okay. So I should have. Okay.
So there's.
I hated High School Musical as well.
I think it was High School Musical.
I hated worse.
No.
Yeah. They on the playlist as well.
Troy and Gabriella forever.
Yeah. How dare you, Jim?
No, look. I wasn't into it at the time.
Sorry.
But
yeah, do you know what? There's a great place for that. Your bedroom.
On the Nano.
On the Nano.
On the Nano.
With your headphones on. Under a duvet. They're not on the radio.
Will I make it worse for you?
Okay, go on.
It's not coming back. Why would they?
There is a possibility. Like, it's the smallest fragment of possibility.
Do you know why they're bringing it back? Because it was hugely successful.
Well, there you go.
That's they made a mint off it.
And there's a whole generation who never got into it. Let's bring it back and do it again. Yeah.
But it's going to get worse. So Mr. Schuster was your man, Will, whatever his name is.
Curly-headed
fella who was the principal, or he was the teacher, he was something in it.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Your man.
I know all about
that
it.
Guy.
Your man.
Yeah.
So he won't be coming back if it does happen.
Right.
But there's a rumour that someone else is going to take over his place.
The really tall, the woman who was
in
it before.
Not someone who was in it before, but someone who loves singing and someone who loves putting his face in everything.
Neil Patrick Harris?
No.
James Corden.
James Corden.
No.
Everybody's out.
Out.
You're all with me now, aren't
you?
I was right. Even the stop clock is right twice a day. So I was saying this earlier, Crossy, that Lenny Kravitz, I would imagine it's an intimidating thing to walk up to Kravitz's house and knock on the door. This is way back in the day. And call in and say, "Hello, Mr. Kravitz."
Yeah.
What do you want, man? I was just wondering, is Zoe home? So imagine that.
Sorry, I'm just picturing that, yeah.
Imagine, like, he's such a cool dude, and like
him peeping out the door. You know, it was always that dad who you never used to open the door fully. What you want?
Well, I think he lives in a caravan in the Bahamas.
What?
Cool.
So
he
seriously?
Lives, one of those, you know, the silver bullet caravan things that are, in a giant one of them in the Bahamas on a beach.
Oh my
for
God.
For half the year, and in a huge apartment in Paris. I nearly used the F-bomb there. in a very large apartment.
Love it.
Sorry, so he doesn't have like a massive mansion in LA or anything?
He probably does as well.
Oh, well, another one of his accommodations.
So anyway, I always would imagine that'd be strange, right? There's Leonard.
Great song.
Leonard Kravitz. Anyway, so he's been asked on the red carpet last night, what does he think about his daughter? Because his daughter is now engaged to Channing Tatum.
What?
Did you not know this?
No.
Mm-hmm. Very attractive couple.
Don't know who's luckier.
Yeah, actually. Who's punching? Neither, maybe.
Channing is punching. Totally.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I don't know now. We'll see. I like Channing.
Yeah. Now, there's something potholy about him.
Does he not look slightly boiled?
What?
Does he not look, Channing, does he not look boiled?
He does a bit, but there, like, I just want to watch She's the Man, possibly just a bit of Magic Mike, just throwing it out there, but he would be...
Very good looking, not a great actor.
But
no, not a good actor.
There you go.
Good dancer though, Jim.
So he's, he's good looking, he looks good. She's the full package, she can do it all.
He
and her dad's Lenny.
Jess. What's her name?
Oh, Jessie J.
Jessie J. So that would be one red flag for me
that
on
is
him.
A red flag.
On him would be a red flag.
Yeah, okay, fair point.
Well, he's certainly moved up in the world. Anyway, so he's on the red carpet at this event, and he was wearing a sparkly suit. Of course he was, big sunglasses. And they said, what do you think of Zoe being engaged to Channing? And he said, hey man, that's life. When your family's happy, when your child is happy, that's it. You've done well. I'm blessed. So that's very cool.
So that's like that's approval in my eyes.
I know, but still, Channing has to, like I'm sure he was dating Zoe, and then they had to get to the bit where
I have to meet my dad.
You're going to have to meet my mom. Like, she's a famous actress too.
Well, sure. I'd say they've probably met in, like, I'd say maybe not Channing Tatum and Lenny, but I'd say him and the mom. Because sure, wasn't she married to Jason Momoa?
Yes.
Or is she still, actually?
What?
Yeah.
Get what's her name again?
Yeah, Jason Momoa.
Oh, sorry. No, they're no longer together. But they were together for 5 years.
I think they got back together.
Oh, are they?
So, and the thing is, So Jason Momoa and Zoe and her ma would all be, because I follow them all on Instagram.
Okay, that's, right? I'm surprised by this, Jim.
I follow them all. Jason and Lisa Bonet, Zoe's ma, and Zoe and Lenny. I follow them all.
The whole fam.
That's the TV show that I'm waiting for. And Jason, so you'd imagine that when Lenny comes over to visit Zoe, that there might be some tension between Jason and Lenny, because Lenny's a small man and Jason's a mountain.
Oh, is Lenny a small man?
Yeah, he's a slight kind of guy, yeah.
You haven't seen the photographs.
Right?
But not only
do they get on, they both ride Harleys together. You want to see the two of them going around?
Jason and Lenny.
They're best pals.
Sorry, Jason and Lenny, when you just reduce it down to the first name.
J-O and Leno.
So they have, so I never knew this. So Lenny Kravitz is nearly 60.
Yeah.
And he was with your one, and they had Zoe.
Yeah.
And then she went away and was with Jason Momoa, and they have kids.
Oh, do they have kids?
They have a kid called Lola Iolana
Momoa.
Momoa.
I didn't say that.
I never knew that. So they're all really like an interconnected family.
Yeah. So Jason Momoa has a thing in his house, right? It's like a bowling alley, right? But it's got a big target on it, like a dartboard.
Okay.
And it's this long room, and you see him there sometimes with his friends, and they're throwing hatchets at it.
Oh my God.
That's what they do in the evenings.
Why am I not surprised? Influencers that go to London do that, as so does Jason Momoa.
He has one in his house.
In his own house.
That's how much he enjoys whatever that sport is. Hatchet darts.
Hatchet.
The real winner here is Lisa Bonet.
I think so. Yeah. Fair play to her.
Two legends.
Mad.
So there you go.
What?
They're engaged.
We're like three L1s down the back of the church.
No, the thing was, I was like you, Crossy. I didn't know that she was engaged to Channing Tatum.
What?
What?
I am always so interested to find out, you know, where it's like what something that you do says about you.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Because then I feel like you kind of learn something about yourself, right? So I'm going to ask you guys about this, right? So it's your organization or lack thereof of your wardrobe.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you're like meticulously organized, if you have matching hangers, if you pair your socks, or do you have like a chair? So what one of the, what way, what ones are you, Crossy? You're laughing here.
The floor drobe, isn't it?
Is it a floor?
A floor drobe. Are you ready for this?
Go on.
I do pair my socks. I stick them together and stick them in a drawer.
Yeah,
I do that.
Yeah.
I'm very sorry this is radio, but I'm just going to show Jim Jim and Zainab this. If I can get up.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, one. Oh.
I have two different coloured socks on this morning.
And they're both find,
they're
very
both
bright.
Different colours. They're bright coloured socks.
Well, one of my favourite jokes by comedian Stephen Wright, not the radio guy, the comedian, the American comedian.
Yeah.
He says, he's a one-liner guy.
Okay.
And he goes, I wear different colour socks, but to me they're the same because I go by thickness. So that's you.
That's good.
You're
that's
going
good.
By thickness, yeah.
That's good.
Okay, right. Okay, Jim.
Yeah. So are you neat at home?
What?
Are you neat? You be very neat.
No, I wouldn't be. No. I'd be more sort of relaxed.
Is your business neat?
Yeah.
Like, would your room be neat? Like, would you be able to walk in tomorrow?
Yeah. But like, it gets out of control this time of year with putting the decorations away and boxes
okay.
and stuff.
Okay.
But yeah, no. It wouldn't be super neat.
Okay.
But when it comes to your sock drawer, right? The way you're saying you're pairing the socks, would you just like shove them in the drawer? Or would you do like a little like stack?
Shoved. There'll be no sort of. Every so often I see videos where there's little sort of those little dividers.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, I must get them, but I never do.
Oh, I love that. I love
Tron in.
No, shame on you. Right, pairing your socks.
Yeah, thank you.
It means you micromanage. Okay.
Okay.
So apparently it indicates that you have an organized approach to life, but it also shows how you micromanage your life, but appreciate small victories.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I don't think you micromanage, though.
Here's what I do. And it's the thing I've only started doing in the last couple of years. If something goes wrong, I make sure it never happens again.
Good.
Okay.
Right? So, car broke down, or the battery died, right?
Yeah.
In a car wash about a year ago.
In a car wash?
In a car wash. I had to send everybody, I had to stand at the car wash going, sorry, my car's broken down. Why can't you move it? It's an automatic car. The battery's gone. We can't move it. So, and I thought, this is never happening again.
Yeah.
And it did. But I was ready for it. It happened over Christmas. Battery dead. And I bought that thing that there's this little box you can buy.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I stuck I had it all charged up. And I went ding, ding. Vroom, started up, no problem.
Oh, like you were able to jumpstart your own car?
Jumpstart my own car. Didn't need to ring anybody. Okay, never happening to me again. So same thing. Like, say I'm driving along and there's no tissues in the car. There's always tissues in the car now. So that's what I do. If anything goes wrong, that never happens again.
And sure, here you are celebrating those small victories.
Yeah.
There you go.
When I reach down as a tissue, I go, never getting me again.
And here, right, Crossy, so you have a floor drobe.
Yeah,
right?
They're all clean clothes now.
Okay,
all
clean, all clean clothes. Right, so apparently, right, this means that, what was it? This is a sign of a personality that values practical solutions but may struggle with being organised. I don't think that, I don't know, I think you're very organised.
No, I'm not. Like,
you're organised in Crossy world.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever seen his desktop on his computer?
Oh, actually, okay, there's a lot.
It makes total sense to him, but it's like Indiana Jones wouldn't be able to work it out.
Yeah, I'd be like, where's that folder? And you're like, there it is. And I'm like, how did you even dig that out?
Like, I call my other half a fluter because he flutes around. I was like, you need to stop, get things done quickly. And they're there like, yeah, like I'll give you a prime example.
Yeah.
We made steak and chips the other night. And he was looking for the salt, couldn't find the salt. Then he went to get the salt, then he went to get a bowl, then he went to get some. I was like, get everything! 5 seconds it takes. Why are you doing it for 45 seconds?
Wow.
So I call him a fluter because he flutes around.
Okay. What's he call you?
Organize.
Or there'll be trouble.
Yeah.
Showbiz on the Strawberries.
With Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road, and Dean's Grange. Home of World Car of the Year. Ioniq 6. CEPMooney.ie.
Emma Stone has given an update to Variety about a sequel to Cruella. Oh.
Cruella. When is that sequel going to start shooting? Tell me. I won't tell anyone.
You tell me. Hopefully, sooner rather than later.
Have you seen a script?
You
could tell me.
There's a work in progress kind of thing going on. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see.
How much do you want to revisit that? I mean, that is, talk about, it's iconic already.
She's a blast. So, we'll see. It's a work in progress.
Just leave her alone, buddy.
Yeah. Well, tell me when you want to do it again. Tell me now.
She's trying to be vague. Leave her alone.
Poor Emma Stone. Actually, sorry, her new movie, Poor Things?
Yeah.
Coming out. It's supposed to be so mad. It's supposed to be kind of like, you know, The Favourite. Did you ever watch The Favourite?
No, those type of movies kind of pass me sometimes because they're a bit too brainy.
I don't think they're brainy. Just out there.
Yeah, you know, you'd need an extra mind for it.
Yeah, sure,
that movie,
out.
Frank.
Frank. Oh, I don't think I didn't watch that. That was with Donald Gleason, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I still haven't.
Oh, yeah. Is this about the guy with the thing on his head?
Yeah.
Oh, that looks brilliant.
See, my mind doesn't get... Like, I understand how great it is.
Yeah.
But I don't... I don't appreciate it because...
Oh, no, I think you might like that. I haven't seen that myself, though. But I think you might like that. Anyway.
Well, here, Poor Things apparently is out on January 12th. So there you go. So Michelle Keegan, right? She's in this new show called Fool Me Once. It's currently number one on Netflix. There's so many twists and turns in it. It looks absolutely brilliant. But apparently she learned to fly a helicopter for the new series.
That is amazing.
I'm in the helicopter. It was like a see-through floor, so you could see everything.
Yeah.
And then halfway through, he was like, do you want to take control? Do you want to drive that? Drive. I always say drive.
Fly. Yeah.
Fly the helicopter. And I was like, yeah. Okay. So I flew the helicopter. It was good. It was really good. Like, obviously, I was nervous because I hate heights. When you're up in the air, it's fine.
Like, what's it? Joanna Lumley's in that series as well. Looks very good.
And she really learned how to fly a helicopter. Not, it wasn't mad. Pretend.
Well, I don't know how much, like, if somebody else is driving it. I'm not belittling it now.
No, but, like, that's hard to do. That's a huge benefit. No.
And I think she had to learn how to shoot as well, because she does some, like, shots in the series as well.
Yeah, you'd have to learn to do that.
So shooting and driving a helicopter.
Yesterday, a lot of photographs were doing the rounds of Jeremy Allen White. So he's in The Bear.
Yes.
Jim's watching your first series of The Bear.
Yeah, he could have been Wonka.
He looks image of Gene Wilder.
He really is.
I think they wanted a younger person, I think, because I remember someone interviewed him, they're like, he's a bit too old for what they were trying to do.
Yeah.
But he is now a model for Calvin Klein. So, if you were any way partial to The Bear, Google Jeremy Allen White, Calvin Klein, and good night and God bless.
I was scrolling through Instagram with my other half sit beside me, saw those videos, paused a little bit too long, and was like, oh, I hope he didn't see I lingered.
Wow.
So it's so strange how that's still a thing.
Yeah.
Stick on a pair of Calvins that are worth about 100 quid and then just be in the nip and walk around the place.
Easy.
It's easy. That's how you do it. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104.
We've raised the stakes and doubled the dough.
$2,000 up for grabs.
FM104's Instagram.
With misquote.ie. Low-cost car insurers for learner permit drivers with exclusive savings at misquote.ie.
Okay, so we have a problem with the phone line. Can't, unfortunately, get, but we'll keep her number for Monday.
Toshé Marv.
Yeah.
Phone lines are dead.
Oh, Marv.
Marv, dead.
Yeah.
Talk to Gamma.
So I have an idea.
Yes.
Okay.
This is just for giggles.
Okay.
And so I'm going to, you, Crossy, and you, Zainab,
okay,
are going to answer questions that you asked on the 24th of November last year.
Oh, stop.
And let's see how you do. Don't be looking at your phone.
Okay.
Where was this?
On this FM4.
Remember when Jim was off?
No.
No, you were
this
there.
The 24th of November. This is, I'm going to use questions from
that we've
the
24th. Used before.
That we used before. So okay. you've already heard all the answers.
Oh my God, can we win a cuddle mug?
You can win a cuddle mug, yeah. Ew. Have we not got a cuddle mug yet?
I do, but my mom stole it.
Oh, did she? Another one.
I know.
Another one. All right, so are you ready? Okay. Are you playing as a team?
Yeah.
Just for the laughs. Okay?
Okay, first answer. Don't forget, Cross, you're right?
Yeah, we got this.
Okay, come on.
You can play along at home as well.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. In the children's story, who famously travelled to Lilliput, the land of tiny people?
Gulliver.
Sleepy, Grumpy and Sneezy are all characters in what movie?
Seven Dwarves.
What comedians starred in Carshare and Phoenix Nights?
Okay.
How many counties begin with the letter W?
Two.
Three. Damn, Crossy.
True or false, there were 73 episodes of Game of Thrones?
False.
What does the C stand for in BBC?
Corporation.
Who is older, Drake or Zac Efron?
Drake.
What singer plays Branch in the Trolls movies?
Justin Timberlake.
What car manufacturer makes the Sportage?
Kia.
And what is the only county in Connacht that doesn't have a coastline?
Roscommon.
You had loads of time left. You had 8 seconds left. Remember, the three of us asked these very questions on November the 24th last year.
Were we listening?
Were you listening?
I wouldn't mind, Crossy. We have to read out the answers. So if we got these wrong.
It's only like a month and a half ago.
Okay.
Gulliver was correct.
Gulliver's Travels. Sleepy, Grumpy and Sneezy are all characters in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. You nearly messed up your
answer.
I know,
I nearly did. Okay.
Peter Kay was correct. You're doing very well. Until...
Uh-oh.
How many counties begin with the letter W?
Crossifer
said two.
It's three, yeah.
Wicklow, Wexford, Waterford...
Westmeath.
There's four.
I can do the 32 counties in Ireland in under 20 seconds.
Can you do it now?
Yeah. Okay, ready?
Loudmead, Dublin, Wicklow, Westford, Carlow, Kilkenny, Kildare, Leash, Offaly, Westmeath, Longford, Waterford, Cork, Kenny, Illimer, Clare, Tipperary, Galway, Mayoras, Common, Leitrim, Sligo, Donegal, Derry, Antrim, Down, Martin, Rome, Fermanagh.
That's very impressive.
That's very impressive.
But you didn't know how many counties became a W. It's good knowing the rhyme.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
How did you learn that in school?
School.
Because it just stuck with you.
Miss Fahy in St. Paul's taught me it.
In what order? Is it just any order?
I start with Leinster, then I go Munster, then I go Connacht, and then I go up Ulster. Ulster always, I get mixed up in them. Then you go all down Derry, Antrim, Down, Armagh, Tyrone, Fermanagh.
Beautiful.
True or false? There were 73 episodes of Game of Thrones. You said false. It's true. The C stands for corporation. Drake is older than Zach, Justin Timberlake, Kia and Roscommon. So you got eight.
Good team.
Someone, Rob actually WhatsApped in and says, is Westport not a county? Rob, it's not. Westport's in County Mayo or Galway.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I think so. It's Mayo.
It's
don't quiz the quizmaster.
It wasn't on Crossy's rhyme there.
No, so it's not in it.
Wasn't there, no.
So Natalie's played on Monday.
Well done. We'll have everything fixed, Natalie. Thank you for playing, and you guys need to listen more carefully when we're playing.
Sorry, Moon Tour.
Showbiz on the Strawberries
with Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road, and Dean's Grange, home of World Car of the Year, Ioniq 6. CEPmooney.ie.
So you want to get yourself some stuff, collectible stuff. Spice Girls are celebrating their 30th anniversary this year.
Yes.
And they've released some stamps. There's a whole selection of stamps. One of the stamps, though, has an Irish connection. It's Say You'll Be There. It's Spice Girls on stage in Dublin in 1998.
Oh, wow.
It has a green background and everything. So it's like, if you're a Spice Girls fan, this is one you need to get.
Oh my God, I want to buy all of the stamps.
Yeah, so one of them is Jerry Halliwell in the iconic sort of the Brit Awards with the Union Jack dress.
Oh, the Union Jack dress, yeah.
Which was very confusing for Irish men. And then there's another one where they're on stage, one of their first ones, and then the Olympics, their performance at the Olympics.
Oh, that was unreal.
That was big, yeah, when they came out in the black cabs.
Yes. Actually, sorry, rumour has it that apparently, right, they're all up for doing a like 30 year reunion except for one of them.
Victoria?
No. Jerry.
Yeah,
okay.
Jerry's loaded now. Apparently, she doesn't care.
Yeah, so she married to some Formula One or Red Bull.
Corner fella.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she doesn't need it anymore.
Oh, Jerry.
Jack, isn't it?
Have you got Sky... Is it Jack?
Yeah.
There you go.
Jack Horner.
That's for the promo today.
Thank you.
Do you have Sky Digital?
No.
Sky Digital, no.
You don't have Sky anymore. You don't have Sky?
No. Why?
I've never
because
had Sky.
Because if you have got Sky, I've got a good day for you, right?
Okay.
They have now got a brand new channel called That's TV 2, as in the number 2.
Okay.
But guess what they're showing? Home and Away and Baywatch from the start.
Oh.
OG Pippa, OG Michael, Chloe, Lockie, Justine. Who else is in Home and Away in the 90s?
Oh, I didn't know what you were named. I was like, no, give me Baywatch.
They've also got another one that I wasn't allowed to watch back in the day, but I always did watch it. Prisoner Cell Block H.
Oh yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Well, you don't want to watch that, Crossy. You really, there was a reason you weren't allowed to watch it. It's not good.
Was it not good?
No,
I always thought there was something a bit mad about it.
Yeah, it was just a load of ladies in a prison.
It's always when you're not allowed to watch it that you're like, I need to watch this.
When Neighbours went and came back again, somebody put up every episode of Neighbours ever is available to watch.
Where do you know?
I think it's like on demand. No.
Oh, it's on Prime. No, it's on Prime.
There you go.
Yeah, it's on Prime. Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, seriously, from the very beginning.
All of them. Yeah, pretty much everything. Yes, you can watch the first episode. You can watch all the iconic episodes if you want to go have a retro afternoon.
I won't lie. I watched it the other day. The new one. It's not good. It never was good anyway. But it's not gooder.
It was good.
Not gooder.
Did you like it?
Yeah. When you cycle home from school and have your super noodles in front of it, and then cycle back, you know.
But yeah, my other half is a few years younger than me, right?
Right.
Okay. And we were watching Kylie Minogue at Christmas. Remember Kylie doing the L dancing?
Yeah.
And she came out and she did some song wearing the dungarees that she would have worn in Neighbours.
Right.
My other half goes,
didn't get the reference.
Was Kylie an actor before?
No.
She was like, a movie star.
Shut up.
She was in a couple of movies. She was really good.
Was she in a movie?
Oh, yeah. She was in one. She's in, I can't remember the name of the movie.
Kylie's in a movie.
She's in a couple of movies.
She's in a movie.
She's a good actress. She really is.
Sorry,
good.
I love how she took the piss out of herself. She was in Kath and Kim.
Yeah.
Do you remember she came in as like the Australian daughter? She was Ebony Rye.
Yeah, she's good.
Here, it's been announced who is going to be hosting the BAFTAs this year. So last year it was Robin Ramesh.
Right.
And this year it's going to be David Tennant.
Oh, I like that guy.
He's very good.
He's very, very funny.
It's going to be on the 18th of February, so loads of time now.
Just so we're all good with this, Kylie Minogue was in San Andreas with The Rock. Remember that movie?
Oh, okay.
Delinquents. That's the Delinquents. That was a good movie. Now, I don't know about Street Fighter.
Moulin Rouge as well.
I don't remember her. She was a little fairy. Yeah. Remember? Yes.
She was in the Moulin Rouge.
Oh, sorry, Kylie.
Another good movie, Moulin Rouge.
Great movie.
Very good.
And that is a TG Carr special. They throw that out every once in
a
while.
That's a great. That's my missus's favourite film.
It's Ewan McGregor. He pulls you in.
Yes. Ewan McGregor. It's that and Goodfellas. She just can't turn
Goodfellas.
It off.
Goodfellas.
Goodfellas and Moulin Rouge. There's a reason I'm with her. It's all about balance.
In the next hour, we're going to be catching up with James May.
Oh, yes.
Because he's got James May, Our Man in India on Amazon Prime, which has landed today.
Yes.
And if you like colour and if you like India and if you like food.
That sounds amazing.
It's amazing. We'll be talking to him a bit.
And Dermot Bannon is going to be on the show.
Absolute dote. Absolute gent. Such a legend.
He's a good laugh. We're going to have a good laugh with him. That's coming up after 9 on the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's FM 104, and in studio is the man who's famous for glass. So we brought him to the only room in Ireland that has no windows.
But
Dermot Bannon.
It is very nice in here. You've done something really nice. Anybody who is listening from the radio, they should probably just look in online and see what the place looks like, because it looks fantastic.
Well, we will. There'll be a video you can see on YouTube. And
I can see
socials.
All the videos, cameras around me. So I presume this is going somewhere. It's not just for your own personal collection.
Oh,
it's just for personal.
Yeah, just for personal.
But the strawberries falling from the ceiling. There's views of all the docklands. It's pretty cool in here, isn't it?
Well, I have to point this out now because this would be very Dermot. Its sunrise starts at this side of the room and goes round our screens.
And sunset on the other side.
And it comes round very... So there's the sun coming through now. There's sunrises through.
So you get to experience a whole day in, what, 20 minutes?
Basically,
No, it happens every 2 minutes.
We didn't think you'd like it, though, because there's no windows.
Yeah.
No, but it's an experience. You see, I'm only in here for, what, 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
What's it like for you guys to be in here? Do you feel you need a window?
Please help. Well, we have a video screen of outside, and that gives us a little bit
of the building site
of normality.
Like, look at the building site.
For me, it's like coming into a nightclub.
Yes,
because it's an experience. You know, you go into a basement somewhere and the lights and all of that.
Room to Improve is back this Sunday.
Yeah.
Do you look at all the bingo cards that people have for you of words that you say or things that you do, and you're going, yep, you did that again?
I do watch Twitter, and I watch what? No, it's not Twitter anymore.
X. Oh no, X. We were talking about something. Yeah.
Oh, so I watch that, and because it can be very, very funny, and the bingo cards are hilarious, and the commentary, and what people would do and what they wouldn't do. And telling me how to do my job and telling the homeowners what they should be thinking.
Yeah, we're all experts when it comes to architecture.
Yes.
By the first minute, yeah.
By the first, yeah. Before it even starts.
Yes. And actually, to be honest, anytime if you wear anything other than a navy coat, I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah,
what's
I'm wearing on? Green today.
I feel
like I'm in.
Like, where's your uniform, Dermot?
Where's my uniform? Do you know what it is? And people give out to me because I wear the same thing week after week after week. When you wear a high-vis jacket, nothing goes with it.
Yeah, fair.
Right.
So there's no point in getting all dressed up and having a very fancy shirt on underneath a high-vis jacket. It's wasted. So just wear navy. And the high-vis, I wear an orange high-vis. Do architects wear the green? And we don't. We're supposed to wear yellow and white. But it doesn't work on camera. The white hard hat is... like, there's a hierarchy on the building site, and I don't think people know that, right? And it's all to do with the colour of your hats. So I think green is the lowest.
Okay.
And white is the highest.
Oh, I had no idea.
And I wear the lowest.
Oh.
Because it's green is the colour that works on camera.
I'm guessing that you're the only person on the site that says high-vis doesn't go with... it's a very architect-y thing to say.
Did I say that out loud? So the high-vis doesn't go with a lot of my outfits.
Right, okay, yeah.
So I just tend to wear a navy jacket. And it's, you see, we're like a filming day. What might appear as 2 minutes on camera is actually 8 hours. You're freezing. A lot of it is done in the winter. It's damp. It's cold. You're standing outside. You're not moving. Even the builders are moving and lifting things. We're not. So you get cold. So a big puffer jacket, navy, it has kind of become my uniform over the last few years. Now that's all I own.
Season 14, Dermot. Yes. This has been just an institution now. It's officially an institution.
Is it? Is that? Is it 14 years to become an institution?
That's, yeah, I'm. Yeah. I'm anointing you now. An institution. Sunday night institution.
Oh my God! You're he's wearing a shirt. He's getting his confirmation.
Yeah,
he's
anointing. You're in there with Glenn Rowe. Arise, Sir Arise. Dermot.
How long was Glenn Rowe on for?
Oh, is it competitive?
Yeah. 25 years. No, 10 years. 11 years left.
Yeah.
Was it 25 years?
Was it 25
years?
How
do you know that?
Oh,
that's
he
knows. Don't even ask.
Yeah. It's a can of worms, Dermot.
You know Glenn Rowe. You're too young for Glenn Rowe.
Yeah. I caught the back arts of it.
I was there.
Random fact about that. You know, what's the other girl? So there was Biddy Miley and Fidelma.
Yeah.
When that was going on, she was going into shops, like regular shops. People, no, you're not coming in. Because they couldn't distinguish between the soap character. Land and her real life. And poor Eunice was barred from places because people were like, nope, you're not coming in here after what you did.
Fidelma, you mean?
That's her real name.
Did you ever get barred from a centre because of a pergola?
Because of a pergola.
Get out of here, you.
Or a broken budget. Or
yeah. That window was too low.
I've had people shout across the road at me, you need a new calculator.
Yeah. Oh, well, here actually, do you have many people that come up to you kind of being like, oh, hey, Dermot, while I have you, what do you think of these drawings?
Yes.
Do you actually have
It's, and the advent of the phone and people being able to carry around their drawings. And everybody's got photographs of their house on their phone now.
Yes.
So if they've bought an old house, the first thing they do is they take loads of photographs of it because they're shown. And so I used to kind of, my out was, oh look, I'll need to see pictures of it.
No problem.
It's okay. I have them on
Here's
my phone.
Here's the plans. Yeah.
There's one instant, I remember when my son was born, the middle son was born. So we had a small baby and we had another baby as well. And we were about 6 weeks after James was born, and I said to Louise, we'll go out for dinner. And so it was a big ordeal to get a babysitter over and get all that sorted and organised. And I remember there was an election on, and my dad was a real staunch voter. You have to vote. You have to, you know, people fought, you need to vote. Don't waste your vote. So I said, look, we have to go down and vote. So we went down and vote. We're coming out of the polling station, and a woman came up to me and she started talking about her house. And I was there, and Louise was sitting in the car, and the restaurant was closing.
Oh, no.
And I was trying to be polite, and I was saying, look, why don't you call me in the office on Monday? I can't really do anything without seeing it. And I said, I need to see pictures. Oh. And there she went, she got the phone out.
Oh no.
I started scrolling through, and I was trying to be as polite as possible. Anyway, I got away, we got up to, and they were closed.
Oh no.
And this is our first night out in months. And we had a big bit, and so much organisation went into it. And
so what'd you do instead?
Nothing.
Nothing. Oh, we just went home.
No.
You had a babysitter.
Yeah, I know, but look, we were just going up for, because Louise was still feeding and all of that. Like, it was a big deal just to go to get out of the house and go for your dinner.
Well, the only thing I'll say in your defence, right, is people who are polite like you were to that woman, that goes a long way, because if you had been rude and walked away from her, she would have told everyone she knows that Dermot Bannon, he's a rude guy.
And
he walked away from me.
To be honest with you, most people who come up to me are really, they love the show and they're engaging and they want to talk about things, and I'm really happy to do that. Like, you can't do this job and do what you do on a Sunday night and then tell people now stay away from me.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah, yeah, true.
So I've always kind of believed that. So I really don't mind when people come up to me, and most people are like, you go into a petrol station in London for it in as well, Dermot, you know, and I love that.
Oh, I completely forgot, I don't actually know him. Because because obviously we watch you so much, we think we're pals with you, and then, but you were very polite, you're like, oh hey, and I was like, oh, wait, I actually shouldn't have done that.
And
never
I then do the reverse, because a lot of times when people are like that, they're very familiar with me, and they come up and they say hello, and because people are so familiar, I then start to doubt myself and think, do I actually know them?
Or do they
just watch the show?
Yeah.
And I got into an awful situation one time where, and it was in Clontarf, and it was in probably the same coffee shop.
Yeah.
And I went in, and a lady came up to me, and she said, "Hey, Dermot." And I said, "Oh, how are you?" And she said, "Is that it?" And I said,
"Oh no."
And I was. It all got a bit awkward for a second. She said, "Dermot, do you know me?"
Oh no!
Oh God!
Oh, okay. And she said, "And I'm not giving you any clues." And I was there.
Oh,
God.
Get out!
And this went on for a few, and then eventually the penny dropped. She was my PE teacher in school.
Oh my God! Oh, wow. That's mean.
Yeah, she had changed the colour of her hair. She looked different, and it took ages for the penny to drop. But she was not letting me. She was not. She didn't feel sorry for me. She said, "No, I'm not giving in. You keep guessing, and I'm not moving." And she stood in front of me, and I was there. So that's. I always have this fear in the back of my head when somebody says, "Hey, Dermot, how you doing?" I'm there. You're like, "Oh, do I know you? Do I know you?"
She's probably told everyone that she knows you. You know. Before that, like every kid that's in school, do you know who was in this school? Yeah. And then that was her moment to shine, and you're like, sorry.
I was talking to him for ages, and I saw his wife was sitting in the car.
I'm normally really good with faces. I just can't remember names.
Right.
I'm really bad with names now, because I've met so many people over the years that my brain is full of names, but I remember a face, always remember a face.
Okay. So four episodes in the new season. So we got Santry.
We do. Santry will be episode number four.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're starting off this weekend in Kilkenny.
Do you get your hands dirty when you're doing it?
Yes.
Do you sometimes have to pick up a shovel or do stuff
with
your hands?
I did worse. On the first episode this weekend, there was an old farmhouse, right? And when they stripped back all the plaster off the house, you know, there was a fireplace on the two end walls, right?
Mm. Yes.
And there was soot. So there was soot coming through the walls, but we've done an extension to the house, and we did a conservation job on the old house. And anybody who's doing an old house knows that you have to use lime plaster and lime mortar, which you mix it up, right? But in order to get the soot, lime plaster is really porous, right? So if you put lime plaster onto any stains that are there, would just start to soak through again. So there's a way of getting rid of it.
Right?
What can I say at this time of the morning?
Don't worry about it.
I was looking for a word. My brain was going, because there is a word that you can use, but it's cow dung.
Cow dung, okay.
I know the other one. I'm using
it. Oh, yeah, it's okay.
It's okay, it's after 9 o'clock. Cow pat?
Yeah, cow pat.
If you throw enough of that at the wall, does it stick?
No, you have to plaster the walls with that.
Oh,
and
what?
They got me doing that.
No.
And honestly, so we had a massive big wheelbarrow full of cow
stuff.
Dung.
Yes.
But you know a crust forms on the top of it?
Oh, God. I did not know this. No.
And you then get a trowel and you have to break the crust.
Oh, my God.
And you can actually see me physically gag.
Is this in the show this
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
People will tune in just to see that.
Just to see me putting cow dung on the wall.
You know what?
It on the wall.
I was messaging Crossy. Crossy was like, Dermot Bannon coming in tomorrow. And then I went to send a Dermot Bannon gif. Now, there's no gif of you now, Dermot, but I feel like after this Sunday there very well could be thank you slapping it on the wall.
SH1T onto the wall.
Oh my God.
Excellent. Well, look, it's 9:30 Sunday night, RT1, and Room to Improve. Even more interesting than normal by the sounds of it. This sounds like a great one.
I've really enjoyed making the last series. This year was busy, stressful, but it's hopefully people will enjoy it.
They will. We all do. Everybody loves it. Dermot Bannon, great to see you. Thanks a million for coming in.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Cheers.
For people that are heading out, right, I need to ask you, does this still happen? So I got served a memory on Facebook the other day, and it was from a good while ago with... out in a nightclub, right? Remember there used to be photographers in nightclubs?
Yes.
Remember? And the next day, right? The next day, you'd have all over Facebook, all over whatever social media, it'd be loads of different pictures with the logo at the bottom. And sometimes, depending on what nightclub, you could buy a key ring on the night. Remember?
No, I don't remember a key ring.
I remember the key ring.
You could get a key ring on the night.
Why would you want a key ring?
I don't know, but I have a few in my memory
box.
Books.
That's how they make their money.
I was like, I got four of them.
It's a present for all my friends.
Well, I can tell you that still happens.
No way!
And the only reason why I know is because the palace in Navan, where all the soap stars used to go to remember to do little things. I'm not on Facebook anymore, but a couple of months ago when I was on it, it came up on my timeline and it was photographed from the weekend before.
No.
So they obviously still must do it because the little logo is in the corner.
Who wants to be in a picture in a nightclub?
Oh my God, but remember, it used to be the flash. It used to be so bright. Like your eyes would literally be like practically red.
Yeah, they would. There'd be a lot of that, yeah.
That has brought me back. That has brought me back.
Photographers. And were they, the people taking the pictures, were they odd?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
I don't know.
How do you know they're legit?
But they might. Well,
because they'd be hired by the company.
I know, but how do you know? Like, somebody comes up and goes, yeah, do you want to be in a picture?
But they were holding like a proper camera.
Oh, yeah, it's a big mother yoke.
But all you need is a proper camera. How do you know it's legit? How do you know it's not some weirdo?
Great idea to make money.
I once did an interview in a nightclub. Somebody interviewed me.
Yeah. Right?
I saw somebody with a microphone. I went over and demanded they interview me. This is years ago.
Yeah.
Now, I was in college, right? And I said, I don't know, and I don't really remember. Apparently, I was told later on, the person with the microphone, who was just like in college and had a microphone, and I was holding up the end of the microphone, showing me that wasn't plugged into anything, through the whole thing. I think they were from Spain, and I wanted to be interviewed by their Spanish radio station.
Hilarious.
And they were just going, what is wrong with this guy?
So, oh, yeah. My God. Well, here, you know what? I'm delighted to know it's not a dying art form. It still occurs.
I think 2024, we need to bring back nightclubs, first of all.
Yes.
Because there's not many of them left.
No.
And bring back the photographer.
I just love the idea of, like, you know when you'd randomly make pals on a night out, specifically girls in the bathroom, you'd have like a best pal, then you'd be on the dance floor still with that best pal, and then you'd get a picture with them, and then the next day you go, who was that?
Yeah.
Who was that?
And then those poor unfortunate lads used to always have to wait outside, and we're there with like two drinks or four drinks if you're gonna have three girls. Where are they gone? And they're in having
the best
domestic
time.
Relations with chats. Girls and yeah,
giving
used to
advice
be a pain in the arse for lads.
Great for us,
wasn't it? Because lads never did that.
No bathroom mates.
But even the pictures now, people do all their own selfies. Like there should be a cut off point when you're out, like the three drink minimum.
Yeah, definitely.
And then stop taking pictures.
My friend Sinead used to have you know those coloured digital cameras.
Oh my God, yes.
Remember them? And had a little rope on it.
Yeah.
And on Bebo she'd have about 400 photographs the next day all up, and you would look like a mangled badger, and she would look the most beautiful looking
of course.
She is.
Oh, here, she did.
I had a purple I had a purple digital camera, and my friends used to say they used to hate the next day. It'd be like, Zainab has tagged you in 150
photos.
Oh
no. Oh, it was Zainab.
Out. If you're looking for something to watch later on today, James May, Our Man in India, it's landed on Prime. And I always find when streaming services get some fella or some girl and put them somewhere, they pump a bit more money into it compared to the normal terrestrial televisions.
James May makes good telly. He did a great show about going around drinking.
Didn't he go to Japan?
He did one in Japan. He did one about toys, which was fantastic.
Oh,
really
yes.
Funny.
Yeah.
And then he does obviously the car stuff.
Did you ever see James May, Our Man in Italy?
No.
Oh my
no,
God.
I didn't see that.
It was incredible.
He picks all the places I'd like to go as well. Like
I wonder
Italy
if
he
gets. Yeah,
India.
Does he get to go, I want to go there, and then they'll go, sure, let's figure
so.
Out a way.
I think he's at that level.
What I love about India, I'd love to go to a wedding by an India couple.
Yes, because so colourful.
The colours and the food. My friend's mum and dad are from India, and he got engaged recently to Lily, and I hope I get invited to the wedding because I just know that it's just going to be colourful and beautiful and everything about it.
Of course.
You're like, they got a Christmas card from you. You're just trying to play all your cards, right? Like, oh, come on.
Want to go to
in.
A wedding?
Will it be here or in India?
It will be here.
I'd love to go to one in India.
Oh, yes.
The real deal. Yeah. Not that it wouldn't be the real deal here, but like the really authentic. You know,
yeah.
So like,
that would be very cool.
Exactly.
So Prime, it's called James May, Our Man in India, and it's out from today. And we caught up with him only recently about it.
Yeah, he told us how they went about touring parts of India.
It's a journey. So we basically go from sea to sea across the north and hopefully take in as many as possible of the essential and perhaps less well-known Indian experiences, whilst acknowledging, because of course as soon as you say that, somebody from Kerala or Chennai says, ah yeah, but you haven't seen this, looked at this. So yes, we acknowledge that we haven't done the whole thing. It's a journey across India. It's not a guidebook to the whole place.
And here we asked him as well, what are the things that you need to bring with you traveling? And this is what
the obvious things, like, you know, the ones that all the young people would tell you is make sure you take some water, you know, hydrate, don't rehydrate. It does get very hot and it's quite dusty in some bits of India because it's hot. A hat, a sense of inquiry and relax. As I think I say in one of the pieces to camera, India is too big and too rich in experiences to try and challenge in any way. You have to submit to it, but you'll be glad you did because it's a very different experience from being anywhere else.
Of course, we want to know about the food.
Oh yes.
Food in India, everything about it, and here's him talking about the food.
There's a lot of vegetarianism in India. A lot of Hindus are vegetarians, and there's a lot of restaurants that only serve, and they will say it quite emphatically at the front, you know, vegetarian only. the way they cook lends itself to doing wonderful things with, you know, quite humble things like new potatoes or okra or tomatoes. So I think you should embrace that. I think we should eat more paneer. We do eat it a bit. We tend to think of it as an accompaniment. When you have a curry, you think, oh, I'll have a little paneer vegetable side dish. Actually, it's a meal in itself, and they eat a ton of it.
See, that's about this thing. When I eat Indian food, I don't know what part of India it's from, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I don't.
I don't know what my favourite Indian food is, because I just... I see the names, but I don't register.
It's
vast,
isn't it?
North or west?
I feel very uneducated now, not knowing this.
Well, get yourself educated, because that's on Prime. Is that from today?
It's on Prime from today, yeah. James May, Our Man in India.
Sounds good.
Thanks for listening to FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.